Good morning. We want to talk to you this morning about what energetic entrapments are, or emotions that are held within the chakras that are actually creating things in your experience, sometimes with you not really knowing or paying attention to it. And oftentimes what is being created is something that is not satisfying to the human in what it would like to feel in its life experience. That would be a sign or signal that there is something that you have felt in the form of a distrust, a betrayal, or some type of a traumatic event that has affected you that you've actually hung on to and not been able to release from the field, and therefore are getting many repeat experiences with others that you are interacting with and with other situations and circumstances that make you feel that way, you see. We think it's very important to explain to you what it is that we do with a client when we have sessions with them. We are hoping to create an energetic connection to the divine part of them, which then flows through us and satisfies them with what it is that they need to hear in order to move forward in their experience. And we are actually doing that by a vibrational match or a connection to love. The divine part of you does emanate from the same source that we do, and therefore through your agreement, through your acceptance that this is even possible, we would be able to connect to that divinity part of you and therefore get the satisfying session that we are looking to get, you see. So in essence, you are the one that culminates all of the information or things that need to be reflected upon in order to reach or achieve the level of satisfaction that you are wanting to in your life. We found it kind of interesting. Robin had been on a trip and she had actually downloaded a TV program, which Gwyneth Paltrow, she is a famous actress, we believe, called Goop. And during that recording or TV show that she was watching, one of the episodes, there was a very famous psychic medium who was actually participating with the employees there, giving them all individual readings. They were all very satisfied, very accurate, details that were not available, let's use that term, on the internet. And so it was very confirming to them that they had actually connected with the other side or their loved ones, and they left feeling very satisfied. However, there was one employee who was very close to the idea, agreed to participate, but was in no way believing in it or feeling as though something could be revealed to her through that process. During that interview, what Robin found really interesting is this very accurate and well-renowned psychic continued to bring up very detailed points of information to this one, and all of them were denied. None of them were confirmed, and she thought the whole thing was a hoax. Let's use that term. A little while later during the interview, there was a camera woman who was filming this interview who broke into tears and said that all of the information that was being transmitted during that interview was actually about her. What had occurred in that exchange was the person that this psychic renowned medium was moving with had closed her field. You have to understand that the power that you are, that in order for you to achieve anything in your life, you have to be open to it. You have to be accepting and receiving of it. That divinity part of you works for you. It doesn't work for anyone else. And so if you are apprehensive, if you are guarded, if you are in some way not believing, then that part of your field will close, you see. And that's exactly what happened in this meeting. And it was so apparent to Robin. Quickly, they changed seats. The camera woman came in and then verified all of the information that was coming forward was in fact applied to her. So it was not able to obtain a connection with the non-believer, but actually picked up this open field from another one that was in the room, you see. And Robin has experienced this in a limited view. Once in a while, she will get a client who is closed, and sometimes it might just be one area of their life. It might be an area that they need confirming in. Maybe it is a level of perception that they hold about themselves and their spiritual development. Maybe it is a level of feeling valued, whatever it is. And then we quickly move to try to satisfy that emotion because we know that without satisfying it, we will not gain access to or the ability to get further than we as we would like to, you see. So we want to really give you this understanding of what it is that you can really expect in an exchange with us, and that primarily we are making a connection to the divinity part of you that is going to supply us with the avenue or way that's going to give you a satisfaction or a release in areas where maybe satisfaction is not obtainable by you in a little bit of a disconnection or something that you are holding as a belief or perception that really isn't true, but yet you felt it to be. Yeah, the senses that a human has are quite captivating, let's use that term, and it's very difficult for you to ignore them or to not believe them, let's use that term. But make no mistake about it, what it is that you are perceiving and believing is the creation of the reality that is going to be brought to you. And so once we can get that concept really grounded in you, and that you can understand that you can actually change your perceptions and your belief and therefore get a totally different reality that is based upon those changes, this is how you get the satisfying life that you were meant to get. Oftentimes, when a human is really hanging on to something that is traumatic, a violation in their trust or a betrayal, these types of things hold a great deal of energy. We can see those reflected in the body in the way that they hold themselves. Sometimes the shoulders are quite taut or crunched up towards the ears, or there will even be a humping over where a closing off of that chakra in the heart center will be apparent in the view of the human. So these are things that you can actually look for if you have a lot of upper neck shoulder tightness, things between the shoulder blades, a little bit of a curling in towards protection of oneself. These would all be a sign or signal that the heart center is congested with some traumatic emotional value that is stuck there, that is actually taking up space and not allowing the full current or flow that is available to you through the divine part of you at all times, you see. So we just wanted to give you this understanding so that you really know what it is that we are doing, what it is that you are doing when we get together for an exchange, so that you understand that you do have a lot of control. You do have a lot of say-so in what it is that is available to us and therefore provides the good exchange that we would have. Have a good day.